When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
6474-0092. Hopefully we'll have Brian Anderson with us here in just a few moments. Get us up to speed on what's going on with baseball. Are Guardians going to make a move here or what? Are they going to let somebody go? Or
it's sounding like there's a move coming around, you know, that at some point we're going to end up getting a move. It's just not a move that anybody really wants, which is what nobody wants to hear. So the big thing that came out of this, of course, Ken Rosenthal hopped on, I think it was Fair Territory he hopped on. Yeah, the Fair Territory podcast is a web show that's also on there. I think you could see it on your local FanDuel Sports Network on top of that. Had this to say involving a Cleveland Guardians first baseman, saying that there is a potential for a low cost. He then, Ken Rosenthal then ended up sending out a tweet saying that there is a low cost option that teams like the Yankees have an eye on, and it's Josh Naylor, because the Christian Walker first base market is going out of control. The Pete Alonso first base market is not what they want to pay. They're going to look for a less expensive option, Josh Naylor being one of them.
Do they need to do it? Do the Guardians need to do it now?
Well, so this is the part of this that's interesting. They tell you that the best deal that you can get is with 2 years left of club control.
Mm-hmm.
Now with 1 year left of club control, my guess would be you could get something decent for a guy like Josh Naylor. I wonder if you get to the deadline with him, what it ends up looking like, because you have no control over it past this playoff run. I don't think they need to, per se. It would, Andy, I don't like trading guys who hit 25 bombs. Like, I just
not on this team, you don't.
Yeah, I don't like trading guys who hit 30 out. Like, that's just not how I want to live my life. I would like to find a different way. This team, the way that it's built right now, just has a logjam on its hands at first base and DH. And if you want to continue to use DH as this rotating day off for guys to play the field, you know, you take Jose Ramirez and instead give him a day off where he's just the designated hitter that day instead of playing third, it makes it a lot easier when you can just go, okay, you DH. But if you're going to have Josh Naylor and you're going to have Kyle Manzardo really can't play anywhere else besides first base. They've goofed, you know, they've played around with him in the outfield, but it hasn't been anything, you know, substantial. They haven't done it a whole bunch. So I don't know. You're kind of in this weird stuck position where it's like, I don't like trading guys who hit 30 bombs, but also I have this guy that I want to play. So now what?
How do you envision first base playing out here?
I think it ends up being Kyle Manzardo. I think they trade Josh Naylor.
I don't know. I think the same thing. What are they going to get? How many second basemen are they going to get for Josh Naylor?
How many second basemen?
Yeah.
How many middle infielders can you get for Josh Naylor?
It's the new currency. Like, there's crypto, and then there's second base mo or something like that. Infielder currency or something.
You're not going to get anybody's top tier stuff because you're trading them with 2 years of control left. So, or I should say, you're only trading them with 1 year of control. If they would have done it last year, which I know would have made all of us want to lose our lunch, but like if you would have done it last year, you probably would have got a bigger haul, but you didn't. And by the way, that probably was the right move because this playoff run was a blast and he made the ALCS and it was what you wanted it to be and it was a lot of fun. So I'd rather have the fun than the prospects, because to me, prospects are just hands full of magic beans and you hope for the best. Like, I would rather have Josh Naylor, and I think they're looking at it that way too.
And how deep are they looking? Are they, you know, whether if you let Naylor go, right? Then where? I'm just still kind of like kicking around because I'm looking into the minor leagues here, trying to figure out what they have there on top of Manzardo.
After that, I mean, it'd probably turn into...
Do you think they're all in on Manzardo, by the way, still? They're 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think you would toss the keys to Gabe Arias and say, all right, maybe you play first base for a little while because it seems like Gabe Arias is their solution to every problem. That's like, okay, we don't have anybody who could do this. Ah, Gabriel Arias could do it.
I don't. Do they throw Schneeman over at first base?
You get Schneeman. I mean, that's how this team operates. They're Jenkenzie Noel, maybe they'll get him over at first base.
He did have 13 home runs.
Yeah. Maybe he ends up playing first base for a little bit. They move him out of the outfield. Like, this team is so versatile with that stuff, it wouldn't shock me if that's the direction that they decided to go until the next first baseman can find its way up to the majors. But it just is. It stinks.
Let's also not, I talk about Nick Chubb and not wanting to get rid of Nick Chubb for entertainment purposes only. You know what I'm saying? I want him on the team because the city loves him. He has done nothing but work hard every time, and he's worked his way back from injury too. Is Josh Naylor fall into that same category as beloved player who makes the game? I was just listening to Ken this morning. He said he was the most entertaining guy, not the best player. The most entertaining player in all of Major League Baseball.
I mean, people are always going to have a soft heart towards someone who's built not like an Adonis. We'll put it that way. Mm. You know, it's you're always going to feel a little bit better when you see a professional athlete be able to succeed who doesn't look like they belong on the World's Strongest Man or doesn't look like that they belong down at the Arnold in Columbus.
At the Arnold.
So I think that plays into it too. I know there are a lot of people who are not the biggest Josh Naylor fans out there as well, who look at him and go, okay, that guy rarely gets hits when you need him most. His first base defense is good. It's gotten a lot better than where it was before. Doesn't walk as much as you would like him to. There are a lot of holes that you could poke in Josh Naylor as well. On this team, I don't like trading guys who hit 30 bombs. I just don't, because I don't have anybody else that could do that. I hated watching the outfield of this team for the last 5 years when, like, Aaron Judge was out-homering the entire Guardians outfield. Like, I need power. You need power to succeed. It can't just be death by 1,000 paper cuts. And so unless you've got somebody else that you could turn to and toss the keys to that's going to hit the ball out of the yard and hit the ball with some authority, I don't want to move on from Josh Naylor.
Who else do you think might be available?
So Lane Thomas would be the other one that has been being thrown about. That one I would feel better about if they moved on from. I've never been the biggest Lane Thomas guy. He walks a bunch. The power numbers are never going to be where they were that 1 year with the Nationals when everything came together perfectly for him. Wonderful human being. It's nothing personal. I mean, he's great, great in the community.
Well liked in the clubhouse kind of deal. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. He was beloved in Washington. He's been so far here, everybody seemed to like him as well. That's the other name that's being kicked about is Lane Thomas, if somebody wants to get an outfield help. Walks a decent amount, that kind of stuff. But that's where they're looking. It doesn't seem like they want to really play in the free agency market. I mean, we've laughed with BA about it enough times. I mean, gosh, the starting pitching market is silly right now. The numbers that are getting thrown out for fifth starters are just jaw-dropping. I mean, it's amazing what's going on with that. But I don't think they're playing out there. I think they're pretty happy rolling it back and going, all right, let's see if another year of Stephen Kwan, another year of Brian Rocchio at shortstop.
I want you to yes no me on this, okay?
Okay.
So like I'm just looking at FanGraphs. This is what they say the starting lineup looks like projected against righties. Ready?
Yeah, let's roll.
You tell me yes or no. Stephen Kwan lead
off. Yes.
Yeah, Manzardo DH.
I think yes. I mean, I want my best nine guys hitting, and that probably puts my best nine guys out there.
Ramirez hitting third.
Yeah, you know, Andy, we should really break that one down a lot further.
Okay, just want to make sure.
He says sarcastically, talking about a first ballot Hall of
Famer. No, I know. Naylor?
Yeah, I think he's going to end up there?
You think he is there opening day?
I think he's there opening day.
They could be missing four or five when opening day starts. Could be two different spots there.
I don't.
Naylor, Lane Thomas. four or five.
Lane Thomas, I think of the two of them, is the one I think they would be better. I think they would move on from Lane Thomas before Josh Naylor because I don't think they're going to get what they're looking for Josh Naylor.
All right, they've got Will Brennan starting in right field.
I've never been a Will Brennan guy.
So your 4-5-6 might be different than, and then at seven even, Martinez at second. I think
he's fine. I'm good with Angel Martinez. I think it'll be Juan Brito.
I do too. I don't. Just everything kind of seems to be leaning in stuff I've been reading. Bo Naylor's still behind the plate.
Yeah, and I'm good with that. Give him another year. Hopefully, hopefully that bat pops.
Did Rocchio prove anything in the playoffs to want to merit him out of the ninth spot?
I would have moved him up beforehand. Yeah. I think you could move him up and be fine. If you want to start him in the ninth spot, that's fine.
Where are you putting him, two?
Well, that's a big jump.
Yeah.
Six, and then maybe two. Seven. I would, if we're having a conversation where Brian Rocchio's hitting second in this lineup, oh, man, they're in a good place. The guards are in a great place if we're having a conversation where Rocchio's hitting second because it means he's hitting with a decent amount of pop on top of the fact that he can hit for contact. Now, they've said that there's five-tool potential with him. The scouts have all said that. Keith Law, who's been on with us a bunch of times, has banged the table and said, this is the most talented kid in the Guardians minor league system. Hmm. And that there's five-tool potential in there to go with it. I hope that is the case. I would love to see it. We saw some of it in the playoffs. It seemed like the game slowed down a little bit for him in the playoffs. And that was what people were looking for, was make better quality contact, be able to drive the ball to all fields, you know, and hang with these, because Lord knows the amount of at-bats that we watch for Brian Rocchio just looked like a lost puppy. And now all of a sudden it's like, okay, you can hang. That playoff series showed me that dude can hang. And if you want to make an investment, that's the guy that makes a lot of sense. I hope he's hitting fifth or sixth. And then we're talking maybe second at some point.
The other part of baseball too is, and I was listening to this morning show and I actually jotted this down the other day too, is will we ever see a floor? Will we ever see a ceiling on spending?
All right. We only got 2 minutes. How do I?
I know.
How do
I want you to do this
get
in
this
2 minutes.
As close as possible. Yeah. All right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No. And the
you don't
reason...
think we'll ever... I just think we'd be closer to a floor than we would a ceiling.
You're not going to get a floor without having a ceiling. It's just not going to happen because everything's collectively bargained. The owners are not going to agree to a floor unless the players are willing to give up a ceiling. It's not going to happen. So, but here's what I look at these people for. Look, I know we're all going to look at Juan Soto and our jaws are going to drop. And we're going to look at Shohei Ohtani's deal and our jaws are going to drop. And Rob Manfred's talking about how deferred money is a bad thing and got the Arizona Diamondbacks in trouble forever and a half ago and all that stuff. Which league has had the most parity?
NFL.
No. It's baseball.
Baseball?
Go back and look at the World Series winners and the people who have been in the World Series. That's where your parity is. The parity is in the sport that has the free market capitalism, that doesn't have the cap, that doesn't have the floor, that doesn't have the aprons. Those are the ones you've ended up with the dynasties in. The ones that you haven't seen the dynasty, baseball. The Astros have basically dismantled. I mean, they're done. They're gone. They're not bringing back Bregman. They traded Kyle Tucker away for prospects. It's basically going to be Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, and a bunch of others. if you look, I mean, we've had the Rangers, we've had the Diamondbacks make the playoffs, we've had the Nationals win a World Series, we've had Philly make the playoffs, we've had the Royals win the World Series. I mean, you look down the line, it's not always the team that spent a boatload of cash. Did it end up that way last year? Yeah, that's 1 year. If you look at that, it's not teams that have just written massive checks to win the World Series. It's the teams that have gotten hot at the right time, and it's the teams that have had the hot relievers and the hot bats, and that can happen to any team at any given time. So no, why, if I am an owner, why am I looking at this and going, oh yeah, we need to put in a cap. Oh yeah, we need to put in a floor.
Well, I'd still like the floor better, and I would think that the owners that spend a lot of money that are looking for a little bit more competitive baseball without having them have control over the best players in the game, that's how you do it. And maybe guys sit in those organizations like Cleveland, Kansas City, Minnesota, Tampa a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's come back. Let's talk college football. Bryant Browning is going to join us. I think he spent a little time here in Cleveland, as a matter of fact, as a member of the NFL, but well-known for his days at Ohio State as well. We're going to talk Buckeyes with him coming up next. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.